Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
94401.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And could you repeat that zip code for me to make sure I have it correct?
94401.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Nancy Greenberg.
Thank you for that. So I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. Are you able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
4255. I think that's what it was. I'm walking to get it.
Thank you. Let me get it pulled up here.
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, 4255.
Thank you for that. And what's the amount of the charge you have?
There are three. One is $7.95 mm-hmm. on March 9th, I believe. I'm going to go look at my statement. I'm in two different rooms. And another on March 12th. That was for $54.98. And now there's another one on April 10th for $54.98. And I need an explanation of what did I purchase. And I do not believe that I purchased something for the exact same amount twice.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I completely understand. So I didn't see any information show with the last four digits of the card. I can also try to get it located if you're able to provide me with the first six digits of the card that was charged. And it is strictly purposes.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to do that. I'm surprised that you can't find it. I have two charges here, and I have a suspicion, but it's just a suspicion, that somehow or other you've put me into some kind of subscription, because the two charges are very close in time, March 9th, March 12th, and April 10th of $54.98. And there's no way. So if you can't tell me what I purchased, I need to have it removed from my account.
Okay. And so just to explain a little bit on why I would need the information, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. So in order to look into the charge for you, I would have to get the information located so I'm able to see exactly what you were being charged for. Without me getting it located, I would not be able to assist.
Why can't you locate it with my zip code since it was mailed here, supposedly?
I can't say. I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. I didn't see your name come up with the last four digits of the card, and I also tried the phone number that you're calling in with, but I didn't see anything. Well, I didn't see your first and last name show with that either.
So do you understand my hesitance in giving you a credit card? Because then all of a sudden, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'll just deny any charges that come through this credit card from All Day Gadget.
I wouldn't be able to charge you with the first six and the last four digits of the card. It's strictly just for identification.
So the first six digits are 515676.
Thank you. And the last four, to make sure I have it correct, that was 4255, right?
Yes, it is.
And then that was 155676, right?
What's 15? 5156.
Okay.
Yeah, 515676.
Okay, thank
Sorry.
You. And I'm going to try that here. Me. Okay. So I did put that information here. I'm not seeing any account at all show. And so we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you with that information not showing.
How could it, on my credit card, it says All Day Gadget.
Well, I would recommend getting in contact with your bank because there is more than likely a merchant number on the transaction. I would recommend calling that merchant number that's on the transaction.
I did talk to my credit card, and I don't believe there was a merchant number on that transaction. I spoke to them. I called them first, actually.
Okay.
Because they called me today and said, we have a 5498 pending. And I questioned it. So they called me back. And
okay.
They recommended that I call the number on my credit card that's related to All Day Gadget.
Okay, well, I
now,
understand.
I didn't, excuse me? I'm sorry.
I was just saying that I understand, but with me putting that information here, we would have to assume it was a different company just because with me putting the card number, an account definitely should have come up that way if this is the company that has charged you, because that means we would have that card number in our system.
So do you, as you say, you're a third party.
Correct.
Why would my credit card say All Day Gadget if it was another company? So are you saying All Day Gadget sent it, is billing it, but John Smith is the purveyor or the merchant?
No, ma'am, I can't say, just because, again, we do assist in over 400 different companies, which was why I was trying to get the information pulled up to see exactly what you were being charged for, which was why I asked for the card number, because we can usually get it located that way. And if that doesn't work, then it would have to be a different company since that information is not in the database, not in our database.
So it's not in All Day Gadget's database, but All Day Gadget is billing me?
Well, I'm assuming that is just the transaction name. I can't say what the company's name is, because I'm not sure.
Okay. I guess I will just have to put a stop on all of that. Let me ask you one other question. I know that I went on the website and I put in my email address because I did order this online, so obviously through my email address and a password, and of course it, you know, nothing came up. But what I found, well, I really didn't find anything. I looked at the website and there's all kinds of things from All Day Gadget. The credit card company calls All Day Gadget an electronics company. And I saw no electronics, admittedly, on All Day Gadget. So, I mean, I guess you don't know what they sell or what they do.
No, ma'am. And again, see, if it was one out of the 400 companies that I assist with me putting that information, then some type of account would have came up.
And oh, yeah. I was going to ask you,
yes, ma'am.
What I actually was going to ask you, can you only see if somebody created an account? Because many times I will purchase something, say, from like Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and it's a one-time purchase, so I don't create an account
mm-hmm.
with Walmart. And I'm sure I did not create an account with All Day Gadget.
Well, the way this works, even if it is just a one-time purchase, an account is still created.
I see.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, in other words, I don't exist, but I have three charges that are more than $100. So,
well, I'm assuming you have the wrong number. It has to be a different company that has charged you with this information not showing. So
I use this phone number that is directly on my charge account. In other words, the bill I received, and this is the phone number right next to All Day Gadget.
Right, but it has happened several times where the number on your transaction is the wrong number for the company. And so that
three
does happen
times.
Very frequently.
Three times successively, March 9th, March 12th, April 10th, I looked at all of those bills and the same exact number, phone number. And
well,
that's what I've called.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have. We do get calls a lot with customers having the wrong company's number, so it is, that can happen.
So let me ask you this, how do I find out who's what this is? All Day Gadget is billing me, but I didn't get anything from All Day Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying the credit card company should have a merchant number?
Yes, ma'am. Or if you remember, if you recently placed an order for something, you can call. You can call the company that you recently placed an order with.
Yeah.
Maybe they start the charge. But I do thank you for calling customer support.
You are doing the best you can. I applaud you for that. But put your feet in my shoes for 5 seconds. All Day Gadget is the only name I have. So if they contracted out with somebody else, I'm in a cycle here. But I will get my credit card to stop the payment, and I guess I'm stuck with the other two. Anyway, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.